Hello, it's me and come back again. I decided to report my voice about lesson two and lesson three of Power English, and I hope you enjoy it. This lesson teaches us that how you can manage your emotions so that you feel better while you learning English. And in this topic, you learn how manage your emotion. Let's talk about now. There are two keys to emotional mastery. Number one, manage your body. And number two, manage your mental focus. Let's talk about that, how you manage your body. And okay, imagine when you return to home from workout, you were very tired and you believe that you don't English study for that time. And it's make you every day had a lot of reason for not reading English. And now, how can you change your feeling? How can you change your body? How can you change physically or shifting your body? And do something that change your feel and you better. For example, AJ offered to all of us chest up, eyes up, look up, big smile on your face, shoulders back, jump around, listen music, or to breathe deeply. Also, I offer to you before that listen to English, you eat a delicious ice cream and you take a shower while listening to the music and then drink a cup of tea while you big smile on your face. Okay, now let's study English. And after do that, you feel energy is increases. Now, let's talk about how you manage your mental focus and what you think about it consistently. Let's start. You do two steps. Step one, you must now think that you not focus on it. And step two, you must now learn something that you focus on it during the period process of learning English. Okay, let's talk about step one, things that not focus on it. Okay, you don't focus on past of learning English at the school. You don't focus on negative things about English. You don't focus on English trauma. You don't focus on things that makes you nervous and weaker. Don't focus on the past, because the past doesn't equal the future, and you will do better and better and better on the future. Do not doubt. Okay, and step two, things that you focus on it, and two number. Number one, focus on the result and of learning English instead of focus on small step or little step. No, you must focus on the result and the ultimate success, and you focus on imagining yourself that you speak to native speakers while you have a smile on your face, and focus on the best feeling about learning English. Okay, and number two, you focus on purpose. You focus on the reason that makes you learn English. For example, travel abroad, better job, finding new friends, or etc. You focus on the best reason to why you learn English. Okay. Then, you write a list of good reason or good purpose of learning English and then review that every day. And after that, you feel better, you manage your emotion, you manage your mental focus, and you better and better and better every day. I wish you. Okay, it's enough, and I hope you enjoy it. And I hope useful for all of you. Okay, have a nice time and bye for now.